on and the angry red lines of infection have faded. I'm in a cave's mouth. There's a small fire and a sleeping girl just inches away. Furs cover her. She breathes softly the smoky air. Her hair is tousled and gold. She isn't Io. Mustang. I cry silently. I want Io. Why can't I have her? Why can't I will her back to life? I want Io. I don't want this girl beside me. It aches worse than the wound. I can never fix what happened to Io. I couldn't even run my army. I couldn't win. I couldn't beat Cassius, not to mention the Jackal. I was the best helldiver. I'm nothing here. The world is too big and cold. I am too small. The world has forgotten Io. It has already forgotten her sacrifice. There's nothing left. I sleep again. When I wake, Mustang sits by the fire. She knows I'm awake, but lets me pretend otherwise. I lie there with my eyes closed, listening to her hum. It's a song I know. It's a song I hear in my dreams. The echo of my love's death. The song sung by the one they call Persephone. Hummed by an Oread. An echo of Io's dream. I weep. If ever I've felt there was a god, it is now, as I listen to the mournful chords. My wife is dead, but something of hers lingers still. I speak to Mustang the next morning. Where did you hear that song? I ask her without sitting up. From the HC, she says, blushing. A little girl sang it. It's soothing. It's sad. Most things are. It has been 4 weeks, Mustang tells me. Cassius is Primus. Winter has come. Ceres is no longer under siege. Jupiter's soldiers sometimes come into the woods. There are sounds of battle between the two superpowers of the north, Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter to the west, Mars to the east. Since the river froze, they've been able to cross and raid one another. Our buzzards have risen out of their winter gulches. Hungry wolves howl at night. Crows flock from the south. But Mustang really knows very little, and I grow impatient with her. Keeping you breathing was a little distracting, she reminds me. Her standard lies underneath a blanket near my feet. She's the last of House Minerva, yet unbridled. And she didn't enslave me. Slaves are stupid, she says. And you're already a gimp. Why make you stupid too? It is days before I'm able to walk. I wonder where those nifty medbots are now, tending someone the proctors like, no doubt. I won Primus, and they never gave it to me. Now I know why the Jackal will win. They are getting rid of his competition. Mustang stalks with me through the woods during the next weeks. I move stiffly through the thick snow, but my strength is returning. She credits medicine she found lying conspicuously under a bush. A friendly proctor placed it there. We pause when we spot the deer. I draw the bow, but I can't get the string to my ear. My wound aches. Mustang watches me. I try again. Pain deep inside. I let the arrow fly. I miss. We eat leftover rabbit that night. It tastes funny, and gives me cramps. I always have cramps now. It's the water, too. We have nothing to boil it in. No iodine. Just snow and a little creek to drink from. Sometimes we can't have fire. You should have killed Cassius, or sent him away, Mustang tells me. Would have thought you nobler than that, I say. I like to win. Family trade. And sometimes cheating is in the rule book. She smiles. You get a merit bar every time you recapture your standard, so I arranged for it to be lost to House Diana by someone else several times. Then rode out to capture it. Got to Primus in a week. Tricky. Yet your army liked you, I say. Everyone likes me. Now eat your damn rabbit. You're skinny as a razor. The winter grows colder. We live in the deep north woods, far north of Ceres, northwest of my former highlands. I have not yet seen a soldier of Mars. I don't know what I would do if I did. I've hidden from everyone but you, Mustang says. It keeps me alive and ticking. What's your plan? I ask. She laughs at herself. To be alive and ticking. You're better at it than I am. How do you mean? No one in your house would have betrayed you. Because I didn't rule like you, she says. You have to remember, people don't like being told what to do. You can treat your friends like servants, and they'll love you. But you tell them they're servants, and they'll kill you. Anyway, you put too much stock in hierarchy and fear. Me? Who else? I could spot it a mile away. All you cared about was your mission, whatever it is. You're like a driven arrow with a very depressing shadow. First time I met you, I knew you'd cut my throat to get whatever it is you want. She waits for a moment. What is it that you want, by the way? To win, I say. Oh, please, you're not that simple. You think you know me? The coals crackle in our small fire. I know you cry in your sleep for a girl named Io. Sister? Or a girl you loved? It's a very off-color name. Like yours. I'm a far planet Hayseed. Didn't they tell you?